This conference is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Vicky Fons from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and I want to thank you all for joining our session today. And we are happy that we have Andrew Merriman from Top Level Design that will come and present Dot Design and some more information on the sunrise on Dot Design. And we also are very happy that we have Shane Rostam from Dot College to also give you more information on the Dot College sunrise and their further launches. Just so that everybody is aware, you all are muted. You can post your questions during the webinar through the chat box. The chat box you can find at the upper hand left corner. We will take your questions at the end of the session. If you have no audio, you can join audio as well in the upper left corner. And of course, the recording and the presentations will be shared with you after the session today. I will just take a couple of minutes to go over you on the status updates and the sunrise calendar, and then I will hand it off to Andrew. Just some updates on the numbers here. So we currently, and these statistics have been updated today, so we currently have 35,131 trademark records in the clearinghouse, where still more than 50% are being submitted for multiple years, meaning the meaning 3 or 5 years. 84% of these records are being recorded by agents or being submitted by agents, and 93.8% are verified. Does that mean that 7% are invalid? No, that actually means that we have a mix of 7% that are either invalid or expired or deactivated. So, you know, as the Trademark Clearinghouse has now been launched for a year, a trademark record that has been recorded for 1 year and was not renewed has a status expired. So they, we have a technical issue on the slides, my apologies. So you see here on the slide as well, 2,299 marks have expired. So of that 7%, those 2,229 marks that are expired are also included in that. We still have trademarks coming from 119 different jurisdictions, where the trademark holders are coming from 104 different countries, and more than 130,000 claims notifications have been sent out to the trademark holders, and more than 86,000 ongoing notifications are sent out to trademark holders. Just for you that are not aware of the fact that you can receive ongoing notifications, there is a option to opt in your account on ongoing notifications, where you can actually activate this, and ongoing notifications, just so that everybody is aware, because some of you are new to the clearinghouse, ongoing notifications actually send you a notification when a domain name is registered after the mandatory 90-day claims period. So after the 90-day claims period, you have the right to receive ongoing notifications, but you have to opt in this particular service. It is included in our services of the trademark submission, but you just have to separately opt in for these ongoing notifications. So for those that are you that have not opted in yet and are interested in these services, you can just go to my account and opt in. For those of you as well that are not aware, we have launched our Sunrise calendar. In the Sunrise calendar, you can actually see which sunrises are active. So here you see the overview of the current sunrises that are active. Most of you will have heard a lot about .adult and .porn. And you can see .college has started, and .design as well. So, and the other ones that you can see here. So if you're interested as a trademark holder to participate in these sunrises, it is now the time to either get your SMD file and register your domain name that matches your trademark that is in the clearinghouse, or if you're not in the clearinghouse yet and you're interested in one of these sunrises, then it's time to submit your trademark record to the clearinghouse. And here is a slide as well over the sunrises that will that are announced but have not launched yet. So it's a good idea to, if you have clients or you are a trademark holder that are interested, again, it's a good idea to submit your trademark record to the clearinghouse. As you know, it can take a couple of days to verify that information, and if the information is incorrect, then it even takes longer because we have to re-verify that information. So in order for you to timely register a domain name during Sunrise, we do recommend to go to enter your trademark in the clearinghouse now instead of later, because you might miss out on a particular Sunrise. And with that, I will hand it over to Andrew that will provide some information on dot design.
Thanks so much, Vicky. I trust everyone can hear me all right. I'm sure Vicky will interrupt me if that changes. Good day, good morning. My name is Andrew Merriam. I work at Top Level Design as a Director of Business Development, and I have my email down there for anyone that has a screen in front of them, andrew@tldesign.co. So we are currently in Sunrise, as Vicky mentioned. We began on February 24th, and we're running a little over 60 days, I believe. I think 60 days is a minimum. I think we're going a few days over that, and we're going to end on April 28th at midnight UTC. And that implies a $70 non-refundable application fee. Given that it is a 60-day Sunrise, domains are awarded at the end, so if there's any overlap, multiple folks with the trademark Delta apply for delta.design, there will be an auction at the end. And then I think many of you know that we're CentralNIC supported. Our, of course, the RRA, if there's any registrars out there, is already available for online signature. And I mentioned the premium names in this slide because I wanted to underscore the fact that we are withholding very few names for registration. So if there are some generic names that you're interested in that you don't have a trademark clearinghouse mark for, they will become available at EAP first and then GA. So names like kitchen.design or london.design or some of those really keyword names that a lot of people have been withholding are not being withheld in .design. So potentially consider that. And if anyone isn't familiar with EAP, feel free to drop me a line, but it's basically a, you know, a quote-unquote Dutch auction where the fee for access will diminish every day for the first 7 days of GA. And once you hit the seventh day, you enter into GA and there's no more application fee for EAP. And so I thought it would take actually a moment. I don't know what a lot of other folks are doing with this time here on the Trademark Clearinghouse, but potentially just kind of give you some insight into why we purchased dot design and why we think it's going to be successful. I think as many of you know, the options for TLDs have been getting more and more expensive. And at the time of auction, when we acquired dot design in September 2014, it was the largest contention set resolved to date with 8 total applicants. And the reason that we purchased dot design is that we firmly believe that it has the potential to be the single most successful new TLD. And this is given its clear application in many vertical markets and the prevalence of the word design in the .com zone file. So that's a bit jargony. I'm going to break it down real quick for you. So what does it mean, design, the word design's prevalence in the .com zone file? That simply means that the word design itself appears more than any other distinct word in .com domain names. So you may know there's 116 million .com names registered currently. Almost a million of these have the word design in them. So almost a full 1% of these registered .com names have the word design in them. And so you're going to have to kind of bear in mind that smaller words, words like art, to, by, things like that are not really distinct enough to analyze without really a lot of human intervention. So I'm comparing myself to words like group, online, shop, club, words like that that are fairly distinct, and you're not going to find them as part of other words. So of those 800,000 domain names that include the word design, almost half of them come at the end of the domain, so andrewdesign.com, et cetera, which we think makes it a very clear use case for a new TLD. It's a natural switch. So why didn't we buy .group, .online, .shop? Considering the fact that these also have very strong numbers. Those have about between 600 and 700,000 occurrences in .com. So I have those numbers in front of me, actually. For example, online, the word online in .com appears 792,000, shop 751,000, group 676,000, and then just kind of a comparison for a TLD that's already launched and very successful, club. occurs, the word club occurs 386,000 times.com. Should we think design of these kind of strong words that, you know, have shown success in .com and would naturally make good PLDs designed the most powerfully, powerful words semantically? If a group doesn't seem semantically powerful to us, Smith Law Group, for example, would they want Smith.group or Smith.law? Online is an interesting story because GoDaddy, who I'm sure you all know, actually has suggested online as a keyword to add to your name for many years. As .com names became more scarce, they said, you know, why not make your name AndrewDesignOnline.com? Shop is going to be a great, successful TLD. We just don't see it as semantically powerful as design. A lot of, you know, florist shops now has options in flowers, that florist, that design even. So we didn't see that as a clear win for us. And we just really resonate with design. I think it's not too much to say that it's potentially the largest brand and product trend of our times is the design of an item. I think the iPod really drove that home for many people when, in an era when we were adding more buttons to things, Steve Jobs came out with a beautiful design with a single button, and it really kind of turned product design on its head. So we also think it's so ubiquitous and it's such a cachet that even industries that do not design anything are using it. I have an example here in my office building, the ground floor, there's a boutique gym. It's like a small kind of personal trainer, and the name of the business is Body by Design. So even if you think that you don't really have the control to design your own body, many businesses would like to claim otherwise. So we just see it being used a lot, as underscore also at .com data I shared with you. So why did I take the time to kind of break that down and show you why we think design is going to be successful? I think for trademark owners, especially in the era of new TLDs, it's important to kind of weigh which TLDs present opportunities, so which ones are meaningful and can allow you to launch new sites, new portals, or products. I think dot design, given that it's an international word, people use the word, you know, Germans, Spanish, French people all use the word design, even though they have their own words for design. It has kind of an international prestige about it. And associated with so many different industries, graphic design, web design, interior design, landscape design, hair design, it really spans a lot of different uses. I think that meaning will be important to folks, to many brands. And then I kind of wanted to share the .com data that we think is important because it underscores the fact that we really believe design will be widely seen and used. So I think a lot of trademark owners are deciding which TLDs are going to be successful, which TLDs have the potential to confuse their users if they don't register them, and which ones make sense to register as opposed to pursue via UDRP or URS if something malicious begins to happen. I don't want to necessarily scare anyone, and I just want to underscore the opportunity that is dot design, but I think it will be widely seen and used. So unlike some other, not to pick on anyone, but unlike some other new TLDs that have been launching, I think it'll have volume behind it that warrants consideration by trademark owners as far as if it potentially could confuse their constituents. But above all, I want to just stress that design is meaningful, and its prevalence in our shared lexicon and the culture of today is extremely important and points to its success. So that's all I have prepared, and please let me know if you have any questions at the end of this, and I look forward to hearing from Doc College.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me. Looks like my audio is working now. My name is Cheyenne Rostam. I am the Global Director of Registry Operations for XYZ.com LLC. We are the registry operator behind .xyz, and we are now introduced to .college as of our Sunrise launch this morning, or 2 hours ago. .college is a generic, unrestricted domain extension. It is for a common purpose. It's for organizations and businesses of all types and sizes who are looking to come together to further their mission as a corporation or as a business. It's not just for educational institutions. This is really a platform for brands to be able to expand their business online. not only can it be used by the educational institutions, but we expect it to be used pretty broadly by corporations and SMBs and some individuals and for some lifestyle use. To give you a quick background about our registry operator, XYZ.com LLC, we launched .xyz in June of 2014 and are now the largest new TLD in the market with over 800,000 registrations in about 9 months. We plan on implementing the same type of marketing strategies that we did with .xyz by going directly to the end customers to educate them on the value proposition of .college. We have hired one of the top PR firms in the U.S. in order to help spread the awareness and generate exposure about .college. And we will be recommending to these registrants to secure their .college domains for free during the sunrise and our 5-month land rush, whether it be at go.college or with one of our registrar partners. We are, I believe we're the first registry to offer domains for free in the sunrise and land rush, and that's part of our commitment to creating a reputable namespace, encouraging utilization of .college domains. We just launched into Sunrise a couple hours ago, and that will run for 30 days until April 17th. Any Trademark Clearinghouse registrant can get their .college domain for free during the Sunrise. We have waived all application and registration fees, and then we will go into a 5-month land rush for educational institutions and affiliated educational entities between April 20th and September 22nd. During that time period, all .college domains will be also free, and there will be no limit to the number of .college domains that can be registered in that time period. Following that, there will be a 7-day early access period that is very similar to Donuts, and then we'll finally reach general availability on September 28th. .college domains will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, so we've already seen some activity from our Sunrise that launched a couple hours ago. There will be no auctions held for .college, so once the domains are registered and verified, they will be allocated immediately. We've spoken to a number of brands and institutions and other players in the domain industry, and we've kind of come up with a list of best practices for .college, which could be kind of categorized under three main categories, either for human resources purposes, for marketing, or for education. And I'll try to walk you through a couple of the examples that we've identified of how .college can be used in the marketplace. First, with human resources, we expect this to be one of the largest use cases for corporations, where they can use .college as a recruitment portal in order to attract and recruit either college students for internships or for entry-level positions at these companies. An example may be Red Bull.college, which obviously Red Bull has a very large college presence across the United States and the world, where they could use something like Red Bull.college or GetWings.college, for example, in order to expand their presence on campus and draw new students into their brand. We're also expecting it to be used for human resources for training and development purposes, whether it be for leadership training, team building, or other internal portals that are going to further the mission of the business. On the marketing front, .college is an opportunity for brands to educate their customers on their products and the best practices of the company. So for example, Starbucks.college could be used for teaching their customers how to brew their coffee. Home Depot could get something like HomeImprovement.college, where it could have tips on quick Sunday afternoon activities that you can do around your house to spruce up your garden. A car company could get something like CarManual.college, where they can have their entire driving tips and their ownership manual on their website. And then as far as branding, there's opportunities like Huffington Post, who has huffingtonpost.com/college to get something as easy as huffingtonpost.college. Or U.S. News and World Report, who is best known for their college rankings, could get usnews.college. It's a very clear indicator that the site is meant for educational purposes. And then finally, the most obvious use case would be for actual education. And that could be for universities and colleges that may want to register multiple .college domains since they've been restricted to just one .edu domain for the last 30 years. So as an example, Boston College could get not only boston.college, but also bostonathletics.college, bostonlibrary.college, bostonextensions.college, bostonfacilities.college, anything they'd like in the .college namespace for free during the land rush. It's also for unaccredited institutions, so it could be christianbible.college, or you can get a generic online mathcourses.college. There's really no limit to the ways .college could be used by an educational institution. Then there's also the test preparation and tutoring services, and as well as the lifestyle, so that could be a student organization, or it could be a tutor on campus, or anything like that. And sorry, I'm just reading a message right now. Who are the .college registrars that will honor the free? Yes, Enom is one of the registrars that is supporting the free .college Sunrise and Land Rush. In addition, domain.com is supporting it, Network Solutions is supporting it, and we have a list of other registrars at www.go.college. You can also register it directly with us at go.college. So to touch back on the opportunity for the brands to secure their free .college domains, the Sunrise is only for 30 days between now until April 17th. As I mentioned before, there are no requirements for a brand to participate because it is an unrestricted generic domain extension. The only thing they will need is the SMD file to verify that they are in the trademark clearinghouse. Between April 20th and September 22nd, this is primarily a phase for educational institutions, although it is also open to brands, corporations, and businesses or individuals that are related to educational institutions in any way, shape, or form. So essentially, if there is a bookstore on a college campus that wants to register their name in the land rush, they have the opportunity to do that for free. There's no additional requirements in order to register in this time period. We will do the validation as a registry on our end, and we're really looking for good faith applications. So if the registrant information matches with a .college domain application that makes sense, we will verify it and allow it to go through. And there is no limit to the number of free registrations that can be secured during the land rush. Following the land rush is going to be the early access period that runs for 7 days. As I mentioned, it's very similar to the donuts land rush, where the first day starts at over $10,000. The second day starts at over $2,500. The third day is a little over $1,000, and then $500. And then the last 3 days are just over $100. That is open to the general public. That is an opportunity for brands to secure any variations of their marks, any other domains that they were not able to register in the Sunrise or Land Rush. They can priority register it before it goes to general availability. After the EAP, we will go straight into general availability, where the recommended retail price is $60. That is also our recommended renewal rate, regardless of when the domain is registered. And finally, because we're going to be doing quite a bit of marketing for .college, we have budgeted over $2 million for the next 6 months. strictly for direct marketing campaigns to brands, to universities, and to the supporting services. We are looking for any brand that may be interested in securing either a premium.college domain for little to no cost, or to use their own brand.college name as a use case or as a best practice example that we can showcase in our marketing materials and during our outreach directly. So again, anyone who is interested in registering a .college domain, the Sunrise just opened today. It is free for almost all registrars that are participating. We have the largest, the XYZ.com LLC has the largest pool of registrars that are supporting our domain extensions. I believe there are slightly over 100 registrars that have sold a .xyz domain, and all of them will be supporting .college as well. So you can visit www.go.college to register your marks directly with the registry, or you can also visit that site to see a list of registrars that that are supporting the free .college Sunrise and LandRush. And with that, I will open it up to any questions.
Hi, thank you, Sean and Andrew, for those great presentations. Again, for those of you that have questions, you can place them in the chat box. Take advantage of the fact that Shan and Andrew are here on the webinar. As we have mentioned, we will be sending the presentation as well through you to you for those of you that have participated in this webinar. So you can still reach out to anybody of us if you have more questions. I don't see any questions that are coming up, so I just want to thank everybody for participating in the webinar, and a special thanks for you, to you, Shan, and to you, Andrew, for presenting .college and .design. And if there are any questions afterwards, you can always reach out to us individually. Thank you all, and have a nice day.